I looked on TV.
I will open the Subcommittee on Natural Resources for June 17th, 2015. We have work sessions only today up, so I will open the first work session, SB 5511, Department of Fish and Wildlife. Mr. Siebert.
Mr. Chairman, as the committee, all the work session materials are on OLIS for today. Senate Bill 5511 is the budget bill for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. I'm going to begin by walking through the report you're familiar with by now, the work session report from the budget system. Page one, again, has the agency totals that LFO is recommending. Page two has the totals for the Inland Fisheries Program area. And then I'll start with page three of 63, package 070. This is a revenue shortfall package. As you know, the department has revenue issues with fee revenues not supporting their current operations. So you'll see a number of these 070 packages throughout the budget. Package 101, revenue shortfall general fund request. This adds general fund to replace other funds from hunters and fishers that have been used in program activities to benefit the general public rather than directly benefiting the hunters and fishers who pay the fees. So this adds to roughly $2.6 million of general fund, reduces $3.1 million of other funds, $250,000 of federal funds for a total of $219,467 total funds reduction, with one position increase and a small reduction in FTE. Another package you'll be seeing throughout the budget is package 102, revenue shortfall. This is a fee adjustment related to Senate Bill 247 that would add expenditure limitation for increased revenues coming from the fee increases proposed in Senate Bill 247. Package 103, Senate Bill 830, Columbia River Fish Management and Reform. This continues the implementing fish management changes on the Columbia River. It adds $640,000 of general fund, roughly $486,201 of other funds, reduces some federal funds for a total funds increase of $796,836. Package 104, Klamath anadromous fish reintroduction plan. This adds some federal funds expenditure limitation for monies from U.S. Fish Wildlife Services develop a plan to reintroduce salmon still in the Klamath River. This is an NRS 3 position being added as an alteration, and the expenditure limitation is increased on a one-time basis. That's a $200,000 federal funds increase. Package 106, Michilac fish marking and hatchery reform. This package continues and makes permanent 10 positions and federal funds expenditure limitation increases first approved in 13-15 budget to consolidate the operations of three existing federally funded hatcheries and implements operational reforms at all Mitchell Act funded hatcheries. This is $2,171,000 of federal funds, 10 positions, 6.5 FTE. Package 107, Marion Folks Hatchery Complex. This package continues and makes permanent 3 positions and federal funds expenditure limitation increases first approved in the 2013-15 budget to operate the new Marion Forks Minto Ponds Hatchery Complex. The Marion Forks Hatchery improves the collection and transport of salmon and steelhead around the Detroit and Big Cliffs dams. That's a $600,000 federal funds increase with 3 positions and 3 FTE. Package 108, Idaho Power Company, Falls Chinook Production. This continues $360,000 of other funds expenditure limitation increase first approved in 13-15 budget to main production to maintain production of Falls Chinook salmon annually at the Aragon Hatchery through a contract with Idaho Power Company. Funding is provided by the Idaho Power Company. It's a $360,000 other funds increase. Package 112, Coastal and Lower Columbia Status and Trend Monitoring. This restores 5 positions working in the Western Oregon Stream Restoration Program. Some of the program positions are restored with $1 million general fund after removal of the program from the Wildlife Division. Positions were restored in the Fish Division because this is where the program is currently managed. Continues research, monitoring, and evaluation programs to assess the status and trends of salmon, steelhead, and their habitats. It is a total other funds increase of $2,085,124, 5 positions, 8.03 FTE. Package 113, Fish Research Monitoring and Evaluation, PCSRF. This continues recovery plan implementation, research, monitoring, and evaluation efforts for salmon and steelhead and habitat. Funding of positions were begun in previous biennium and are now being made permanent. It's a $2.4 million other funds increase. Again, this is Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery funds that are spent by this agency as other funds, but sent from OWEB, who receives them as federal funds. It increases 22 positions and 13.46 FTE. Package 114, Fish Research Monitoring Evaluation with various sources. This package continues evaluation, research, and monitoring activities around the state. Much of this work was approved in prior biennium, is now being made permanent. Funding sources include the U.S. Corps of Engineers, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the Bonneville Power Administration, and Portland General Electric. Adjustment to positions in the original request include changing two NRS-1 positions, 0.75 FTE to experimental biology aids, and changing three limited duration NRS-1 positions, one FTE to NRS-2 positions. This results in an overall decrease of $28,391 federal funds. The package is for $12,696,609, 115 positions, 68.10.10 FTE. Package 115, Deschutes Basin Fish Monitoring and Recovery. This continues funding in three positions, 2.0 FTE, to continue limited duration positions and establish one position to implement fish monitoring and activities and report the results to stakeholders in the Deschutes Basin, the Upper Deschutes Watershed Council, Central Oregon Irrigation District, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service provide the revenues. This package is approved on a one-time basis. It's a total funds of $1,735,000, three positions and two FTE. Package 117, the Oregon Hatchery Research Center Research Proposal. This package provides $600,000 of general fund for research projects at the Oregon Hatchery Research Center. This will serve as one-time bridge funding until revenues from the $1 surcharge proposed on fishing licenses in House Bill 3012 are received by the department. $600,000 of other funds limitation is added to accommodate revenues from House Bill 3012. This phases into $1.2 million in the next biennium. In addition, $200,000 general fund is added on an ongoing basis to pay for work by an existing Oregon State University geneticist that will work on the Hatchery Research Center research projects. That's a total funds increase of $1.4 million. Fish screening. This continues a position that provides maintenance on existing fish screens and adds new expenditure limitation to install fish screens at unscreened diversions. Federal funds were provided by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Other funds are from the Ruby Pipeline Mitigation Funds and the Lake Soil and Water Conservation District. The package total is $307,000. It adds one position, 0.42 FTE. Package 120, Culvert Fish Passage. This establishes a program funded by ODOT that allows ODOT some flexibility when conducting maintenance on road sections with culverts that are out of compliance with fish passage rules. In exchange for this flexibility, ODOT is contributing $1.8 million to fix high-priority fish passage barriers statewide. It also funds a limited duration position to represent ODFW on fish passage issues involving ODOT culverts. Total funds increase of $1,975,000, one position and one FTE. Package 124, Coordination of Energy Development and Transmission. This package provides $706,000 of other funds expenditure limitation, one limited duration position to assist with hydroelectric relicensing and development. It also adds $101,682 of general fund for a total funds increase of $808,000, one position, one FTE. Package 124, Portland Harbor Injury Assessment. This package provides $100,000 other fund expenditure limitation to continue to use Portland Harbor Settlement Funds to complete the injury assessment, negotiate agreements, and evaluate potential restoration sites. It's an increase of $100,000 total funds. Package 126, Blue Mountain Fish Habitat Improvement. This continues $100,000 of federal funds expenditure limitation and one limited duration position to complete riparian stream channel improvements. It's part of the Grand Ronde Fish Habitat Program. The Bonneville Power Administration provides the revenues. Again, it's a $100,000 federal funds increase, one position and one to FTE. That finishes up the Inland Fisheries Program Unit. Moving on to Marine and Columbia River Fisheries. Package 070, again, is a revenue shortfall package that reduces expenditures to match current service level revenues. Package 101 is the general fund request. This adds $678,873 of general fund, reduces other funds by $583,096, for a total funds increase of $95,777, two positions and one FTE. Then 102, revenue shortfall. This is a revenue-only package that adds $380,000 of fishing license and tag revenues and $645,000 revenue from commercial permits and landing fees. Package 103 is the other component of the Columbia River Management package. This adds $1,360,000 general fund, $849,197 other funds, 24 positions, and 12 FTE. And then package 801, LFO analyst adjustments. There's a need in ODF and W Marine Reserves program to convert the program's existing 12-month experimental aid position to a 24-month natural resource specialist one position. This conversion is needed to meet the workload demand for scientific monitoring work. These changes result in elimination of one position. So the change is $115,433 federal funds reduction, one position, and 0.25 FTE elimination.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
If I go back to package 103, what we're doing, I want to make sure I understand that there was $2 million that a general fund for the last I've answered my question. Thanks.
I have one too. Do you want me to wait?
Yeah.
As it relates to 110 and 111, the 1.5 million on the drainage, there was some litigation on the drainage facilities. I'd just like to put on the record and make sure that the department will be working with land owners. Make sure there's no issues. Do we have one? Yeah. I just want to make sure that the department is going to be working with the adjacent landowners and folks so that we don't make sure that those folks are harmed in the process of the taking care of those drainage issues, and that the concerns of the neighboring landowners and ranchers are dealt with, and that they're going to that they have a commitment to work with those folks, and that we have that on the record that they'll be doing so.
I'd let the record reflect that Director Melcher's head has been shaking yes for about 30 seconds now.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman of the committee, I believe we just finished package 801 on page 26 of 63, which finishes up the Marine Columbia River Fisheries Program area. Moving on to wildlife management. Starting on page 28 of 63, again, 070 is the revenue shortfall package. Package 101 adds general fund to replace other funds. This adds $2,492,006 of general fund and reduces an equivalent amount of other funds almost, and $2 of federal funds. Package 102, revenue shortfall. This is, again, the package that increases other fund expenditure limitation, restores four positions using revenue from Senate Bill 247 fee proposal. It's a $992,468 other funds, four position, and four FTE increase. Package 105, I just put this in here to remind folks that this was included in Senate Bill 5544. 109, this package provides $7 million total funds expenditure limitation to continue mule deer, blacktail deer initiatives, big game aerial surveys, blacktail deer research project. Funding for this package comes from Pittman and Roberts FET Act funds from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. These revenues come from an excise tax on firearm and ammunition sales. Very strong sales of these products resulted in upward revisions of revenue projections. Package 110, Coquille Valley Wildlife Area. This package provides $369,000 other funds expenditure limitation to improve habitat wetlands, restore habitat on property the department obtained through the land exchange. And package 111, Coquille Valley Tide Gate Replacement. This package provides other fund expenditure limitation to repair tide gates on property the department obtained through the land exchange to improve wetlands habitat. This is approved on a one-time basis, an increase of $1,025,000 of other funds expenditure limitation. Package 112 moves limitation for personal services costs to the wildlife management from wildlife habitat program area. It's an increase of $128,444 of other funds. Package 118, Voluntary Access and Habitat Incentive Program. This adds federal fund expenditure limitation to accommodate funding available from the latest federal farm bill for voluntary habitat improvement and public access on private lands. The funds will be awarded through the existing Access and Habitat Board, which oversees distributions of funds from the A&H surcharge. That's a $750,000 federal funds expenditure limitation increase, two positions, one FTE. Package 124, Coordination of Energy Transmission. This backfills some general fund to pay the cost of associated energy development transition lines. It's an increase of $60,870 of the general fund with a like reduction in other funds. Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments. This package adds an NRS 5 position, one FTE, to work as a sage-grouse mitigation program coordinator. The department is in the midst of developing a mitigation program for sage-grouse habitat, and this position would be responsible for the new program. It's an increase of $286,976 general fund, one position, and one FTE. Moving on to habitat resources, starting on page 40 of 63, package 070 is the revenue shortfall program for the habitat resources program. This is a $1 million reduction of other funds. Package 101, general fund request. This adds $298,684 of general fund with a like reduction of other funds for an overall increase in the budget. Package 112, coastal and lower Columbia River status and trend monitoring. This removes all the funding for the Western Oregon Stream Restoration Program. Some of the program positions are restored with $1 million in the Fish Division, where the program is currently managed, while other positions previously supported are eliminated, also eliminate some habitat conservation and biologists. Some of this revenue will be shifted to fund the Native Fish Program for monitoring to help the management decisions and backfill lost federal funding from other programs. It's a total funds package reduction of $2,351,302, 16 positions, 13.76 FTE. Package 124, Coordination of Energy Development and Transmission. This package has a limited duration NRS3 position to assist with energy development and transition reviews. It increases general fund by $62,448, other funds by $162,552, for a total funds increase of $225,000, one position, one FTE. Moving on to Conservation Program. Package 112, Coastal and Lower Columbia Status Trend Monitoring, shifts funding for two positions onto federal funds from BPA and adds months to an existing position. That's a total funds increase of $56,905, a 0.25 FTE. Package 123, Willamette Wildlife Mitigation Program, continues federal fund expenditure limitation and makes permanent four positions, 2.33 FTE, to staff the Willamette Wildlife Mitigation Program, which mitigates for habitat losses due to inundation of habitat by flood control and hydropower reservoirs in the Willamette River subbasin. Funding for this package comes from the Bonneville Power Administration. It's a $1,560,000 federal funds increase, four positions, 2.33 FTE. Moving on to state police enforcement, page 48 of 63 is the revenue reduction associated with the state police enforcement payments. This is a $2,058,728 other funds reduction. Package 101, revenue shortfall general fund request. This package assumes $5.2 million general fund is added in Senate Bill 5531, the budget bill for the Oregon State Police, to support troops assigned to the OSP Fish and Wildlife Division for work on non-hunting fish and fishing enforcement activities. This funding will restore 17 FTE eliminated in OSP due to ODF&W revenue shortfall. Funds shifted this amount in OSP would return the division's overall revenues to being supported about 50% by ODF&W license to tag fees from the 60% supported in recent biennia. In the agency's initial budget request, the general fund would have been added to the ODF&W budget. This package removes the other fund limitation that will be replaced by general fund in the OSP 1517 budget. So it's a reduction of $5,180,000 of other funds. Package 102, revenue shortfall fee adjustment. This increases other funds expenditure limitation, restore some of the funding for OSP enforcement that was reduced in package 070. It's a $2,058,728 other fund increase. Package 103, this adds the other funds associated with the Columbia River management enforcement. This is a $522,000 other funds increase. That's it for state police enforcement. Moving on to administration. On page 53 of 63, 070 again is the revenue reduction shortfall package. Package 101, Revenue Shortfall General Fund Requests. This adds $259,897 of general fund, $85,912 other funds, $75,134 of federal funds, for a total funds increase of $420,943, two positions and two FTE. Package 129, Hunter Education Recruitment Tension, federal funds from the Federal Tax on Sales of Sporting Arms and Ammunition has been seeing a steady increase. Federal funds limitation for increased federal tax revenues has been added over the past few biennium, including $9 million added this biennium. This package would add $3.1 million of federal funds for expansion of hunter training offerings and increased spending on hunter recruitment and retention efforts. That's a $3.1 million federal funds increase. That's it for the administration. Debt service is a current service level budget LFO is recommending. There are no packages associated. Capital improvements on package 58 of 63. This removes $57,000 of other funds revenue due to forecasted revenue changes in the restoration enhancement program. This is a revenue only package. Package 109, this funding from the federal excise tax on sporting arms and ammunition would be used to address deferred maintenance needs at wildlife areas owned and operated by the department. This package increases federal funds expenditure limitation by $700,000. Package 801 has $1 million of other funds expenditure limitation on a one-time basis to accommodate projects funded in the restoration enhancement program during 13-15 biennium that won't be completed till next biennium. That's a $1 million other funds one-time increase. Page 61 of 63 is the capital construction program unit. The two projects the department had proposed will be included for discussion and consideration in another bill by the capital construction subcommittee. And those are the two you see in Package 127. Those are under consideration for inclusion in House Bill 5006. And same for the Lower Deschutes River Ranch acquisition, also being considered for inclusion in House Bill 5006. And that's the end of the LFO recommendations.
Okay. So, Representative Rayfield.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I would move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5511.
Okay. The LFO recommendation has been moved to SB 5511. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to the motion?
Yes.
Yeah. Please note, Representative Hale. Motion.
Okay. Moving on to key performance measures. LFO is recommending approval of the key performance measures for the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Representative Rayfield has moved the recommendation on key performance measures. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion carries.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, there's one budget note for consideration. This is relating to trophy trout. During the 2015-17 biennium, the Department of Fish and Wildlife is encouraged to implement and promote a trophy trout program, including the following areas: Trojan Pond in Columbia County, Willow Creek Reservoir, Morrow County, Garrison Lake, Curry County, Timothy Lake, Clackamas County, and Phillips Reservoir, Baker County. LFO is recommending approval of the budget note.
Mr. Chair, I would move the LFO recommendation on the budget note.
The LFO recommendation on budget notes has been moved. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion carries.
The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends a budget of $30,160,233 general fund, $4,752,746 of lottery funds, $175,714,918 of other funds, $136,652,838 federal funds, and 1,472 positions, or 1,197.26 FTE, which is reflected in the Dash 1 amendment.
Representative Rayfield.
Mr. Chair, I would move the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 5511 be adopted.
Okay. Representative Rayfield has moved that the Dash 1 amendment be adopted. Any discussion? Any objection?
Andrew.
Yes, please note, Representative Hack. Motion carries.
And, Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 5511 as amended to the full committee with a DUPES recommendation.
Okay. Representative Rayfield has moved SB 5511 as amended to the full committee with a DUPES recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Representative Hack, please note. Objected. Motion carries.
Carries.
Representative Rayfield, would you want to carry to the full?
Yeah, I'll carry to the full on the floor.
Okay. I have a volunteer. Senator Dimbrough.
Sure.
We'll carry to the Okay, we'll close that work session. We will open a work session on SB 247.
Senate Bill 247 relates to the Department of Fish and Wildlife fees. The bill incrementally increases or establishes certain fees related to hunting, angling, commercial fishing over a six-year period, applicable January 1, 2016, January 1, 2018, and January 1, 2020. The Dash 2 amendment that LFO is recommending replaces the fee schedule in the original bill and includes intent to repeal the January 1, 2020 incremental increases if the Legislative Assembly enacts alternative revenue sources equal or greater to the anticipated revenue from the third incremental increase. It eliminates proposed OSHA endorsement fee, reduces proposed increases to daily angling licenses, reduces proposed increase to resident annual angling license, reduces proposed increases to hunting licenses and tags, and creates a new one-day shellfish license. LFO is recommending adoption of the Dash 2 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I would move the adoption of the Dash 2 amendment to Senate Bill 247.
Okay, the Dash 2 amendment has been moved to 247. Any discussion? Any objection? Please note Representative Hack. Motion carries.
And Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 247 as amended to the full committee with due pass recommendation.
Okay. Representative Rayfield has moved the 247 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Senator Hansel.
I'm going to be a courtesy yes on this vote today on Senate Bill 247. I also want to be on record as expressing my appreciation for Representative Rayfield and the work he did to bring parties together and putting together a package that I think has more support than what was there before. I guess my preference would have been rather than have the kind of fee increases that we have to try to go to general fund more. But at this point, I'm still working on this and where I'll be down the road, but I will give a courtesy yes today.
Okay. Yes, Representative Gomberg.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. And I just wanted to echo Senator Hansel's comments. I think the co-chair did a great job working on these complex issues and deserves our appreciation for that. And I also wanted to say that I appreciate the work of the department as well, who was very cooperative and very involved.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Yes, Representative Hatton.
I, too, would like to compliment the work that was done. And I agree with Senator Hansel in that I think that there's a lot more discussion that needs to happen in regards to what we do with this agency in the future and whether or not we decide as a state to fund this more out of the general fund. But I commend Representative Rayfield for the work that he did and the folks that came to the table. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's our constituents that put us here, and we have a responsibility, I do, to follow what they believe is right, and the fee increase was heavily I was hit heavily on that one, and they have a hard time understanding that. So I hope that there's more work that can be done in the future. I wish that we could have looked at funding this agency for a year and let the work of the task force do their work for a year and come back and look at it in 2016. It didn't happen that way, so I'm going to be a no today, but I do commend everybody for the hard work that they did, and I'm really thankful for that, and I am supportive of the agency, but I will be a no today.
Yes.
So I just wanted to note that I was a little upset in Senator Dembro and Representative Clem for also not commending me. So, oh, he was about to. Okay, I guess I jumped the gun, so I apologize to Representative Clem. But I would also note that we did spend quite a bit of additional general fund in this budget, a significant increase. And speaking with both my co-chair and who also is the big co-chair with us, Representative Buckley, any additional general fund would have hurt a lot of the other things that we were trying to do in the overall budget context. So, and I think it's also important to note in this fee bill that there is a commitment that should the we raise additional revenue through the task force, that it would be my goal, and you can see that in the legislative intent, that we would go back and repeal the last biennium of the fee increase. And in fact, I think it's very important that we, if we are able to diversify the funding of this agency in the long term, that we would reduce fees even further, because I think as fees continue to increase, even at their current level, we do make it more difficult for folks that aren't in, you know, the middle class or upper middle class to participate in these sports. And so that's something I'm very interested in. However, the current budget, you know, as it's written, there's not much, you know, else that we can do. I mean, I think that the big co-chairs gave us a lot of leeway in the general fund that we were able to put into this budget.
You did a great job.
Yes. Mr. Chair, I was going to commend the co-chair, but since he's done it for me, I do want to call out again the importance of the work of that task force in looking at alternative revenue sources and just different ways that we as a state fund the protection of wildlife and watershed and enhancement of our natural beauties.
Yes, Representative Gomberg, and then Representative Quinn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In all seriousness, I think an important message is on the table here, and that is that our work's not finished. I'm pleased that there's more general fund going into these budgets, and that reflects the fact that there's a fundamental paradigm shift underway in our wildlife community. We heard numbers here that close to 50% of the people that were taking advantage of wildlife programs were non-consumptive, that is, non-hunters, non-fishermen, but it's the people that are buying licenses and buying tags that are being asked to fund, had been being asked to fund the entire program. So we've got a change underway, but I think that we need to communicate to our colleagues the need to look for some alternatives to the traditional ways that that we have funded these programs, and continue this conversation rather than simply passing this budget and moving on.
Okay. Representative Clinton. Your commendation.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to give a courtesy commendation to the House co-chair for his work. I once, when chairing a policy committee that had this same fee bill, didn't do it myself. I handed it off to Representative Krieger, who's in the background, and made him do all the work. He got all the groups to a consensus, and then I took credit for it. So having done the work yourself, you are due some credit versus just using your poor colleagues and then stealing their work. So beyond the courtesy commendation, I'm also going to give it a courtesy vote. I haven't yet made up my mind how much angst I'm willing to take from Al's non-agreeing members. I got a lot of emails from the agreeing members. I'm not sure about the non-agreeing members, and I haven't yet decided how much I want to take it hunting this year from them, unless Al comes with me and calms them down. But for today, I'm willing to take enough to get this budget or this fee bill moving.
Yeah.
And I just thought I would note that the percent increase from the general fund is 70.4% increase of general fund from the 2013-15 legislatively approved budget. So that's the commitment that was made by the big co-chairs.
Okay. Well, we have a motion on the table. I haven't spoken yet, but I also would commend the co-chair. I'm in the unique position of being the other co-chair for natural resources, but in the good position to be able to designate which co-chair is responsible for working all of this out for the subcommittee.
So you did what Clem did.
Yeah, but I'm not taking the credit.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So, any additional discussion? Any objection to the motion before the committee? Please note, Representative Hatt. Motion carries. Carriers. I actually think in this particular case that the carriers should be the same, if that's okay, because they'll be back-to-back. The two first bills are going to the Senate first, obviously, sure. and then to the House. Okay. The next three bills, I think it's worthy to note that actually all five bills are, in a sense, part of a package. And it's probably necessary, I shouldn't say probably, it is necessary for all five bills to pass for this package to survive the entire process. I think that's our general understanding. So I'm going to open a work session on HB 3459 relating to outdoor recreation.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this bill allows additional free fishing days, establishes the task force, and establishes a sub-account. The dash A2 amendment removes all sections of the bill except the section increasing the number of free fishing days. The State Fish and Wildlife Commission can allow up to 8 days. So LFO is recommending adoption of the dash A2 amendment.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, I would move adoption of the dash 2 amendment to House Bill 3459.
Okay. Co-Chair Rayfield has moved the adoption of the dash 2 amendment. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion carries.
And Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 3459 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. House Bill 3459 has been moved to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion carries. Let me take a look at 3459.
I would recommend, I'll take it to full. I think Helm would, Representative Helm would be good to take it to the House floor as it's his bill.
Okay. Senator Hansel, will you take it to the Senate floor?
Sure.
Okay.
Want to take it to full as well? Or you got some?
Or I think.
I mean, if you, yeah, want to.
You want to take it to full? Okay. Okay. Close that work session. Open a work session. HB 20. Let's see. I got to go back to my 2402.
House Bill 2402 relates to the Department of Fish and Wildlife funding. I established a task force on State Department of Fish and Wildlife funding. Requires the task force to identify and recommend alternative sources and opportunities for ODFNW. The dash A2 amendment replaces the bill. It establishes the membership and duties of the task force on funding for fish, wildlife, and related outdoor recreation and education. The Legislative Administration Committee will staff the task force. The amendment also establishes the Fish, Wildlife, and Related Outdoor Recreation and Education Fund. Legislative Fiscal Office recommends adoption of the Dash 2 Amendment to House Bill 2402.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, I would move adoption of the Dash 2 Amendment to House Bill 2402.
Okay. Co-Chair Rayfield has moved adoption of the Dash 2 Amendment to 2402. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion carries.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2402 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Co-Chair Rayfield has moved the 2402 as amended to the full committee with due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion carries. Carriers?
I'd be happy to carry this one too.
Okay. And to the House?
Sir.
There's no sponsors on the bill.
I'll take it to the floor.
Okay. Close that work. That work session is closed. To open our final work session on HB 3012. On which one?
Did you just do 3459?
No.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, we've actually done. I can let you vote at the end. How about that?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm good either way.
Okay. So I'll open a work session on 3012.
House Bill 3012 relates to fish hatchery funding. The bill establishes a surcharge on angling licenses and increases the commercial fishing ad valorem fees to fund research projects recommended by the Oregon Hatchery Research Center Board. It establishes the Oregon Hatchery Research Center Fund and the Hatchery Construction Fund, directs that on July 1 of each year, any unexpended and unobligated monies in the Oregon Hatchery Research Center Fund be transferred to the Hatchery Construction Fund to be used to improve, upgrade, or replace existing coastal hatcheries. The dash A2 amendment removes the surcharge from applying to juvenile angling licenses. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends adoption of the dash A2 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash A2 amendment to House Bill 3012.
Okay. Co-Chair Rayfield has moved adoption of the A2 amendment to HB 3012. Any discussion? Any objection?
No objection. I'll be a courtesy yes today on 3012 for Representative Krieger today. I'm going to be a courtesy to my fellow colleague over there.
Okay. He's watching you.
Motion carries.
Mr.
Did
Chair.
Did I actually ask for objections? Make sure. I just didn't go to. Were there any objections to that motion? None. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 3012 as amended to the floor with to the full committee with due pass recommendation.
Okay. Representative Rayfield has moved HB 3012 as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. I think we will have a carrier to full, but I think we have sponsors to carry to both floors. Who to full?
Do you want
Roblin is on full.
Okay. Yeah, he can actually.
Okay.
Okay. So Senator Roblin on full, and then Senator Roblin to the Senate, and Representative Krieger to the House. And that concludes our work for today. And we're adjourned.